obviously so much in that passage. And I love that these men, having left the council, they've said to these men, listen, we must obey God. And by the way, we can't help it. We can't but speak. Then they immediately gather with the saints to pray. Their instinct was to say, okay, here's what's happened. And they immediately went to God in prayer. And in this passage, of course, as they recite Psalm 2, this is a reminder, of course, of on one hand, God's tremendous sovereignty. He's the maker of heaven and earth. He's sovereign over all things. And he looks at the vanity and the raging of man, and he laughs. He holds them in derision. But then I want you to really focus on the two requests that they made. So in light of all of that, in light of the cross, in light of the fact that God is sovereign, in light of the fact that he makes the wrath of man to praise him, they ask for two things. So they say, Lord, behold their threatenings.
So the first thing they ask, having brought before the Lord what's going on, the difficulties, they ask God for boldness. And boldness to do the very thing they've been told not to do. And I think that is such a great reminder for us that these men who faced severe threats, the possibility of both imprisonment and death, would not ask the Lord to be spared, would not ask God to keep them safe or to get them out of there, but that God would give them boldness to do the very thing they're told not to do, to go ahead and speak in the name of Jesus. And then second, they went on and they prayed that God would give to them power. So they've asked for verse 30, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And is it not true that as we face these particular times in which we live, a time of it seems almost like a loosening of Satan, that we need both boldness and we need power from on high. All that we do without God is vain. But when God grants to us power from on high, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the possibilities are beyond our imagining. We've seen what God has done in turning the world upside down by means of a group of simple men using an Elijah to alter the destiny of a nation. And so let's remember that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let's remember that what we need in these days is not safety. Not that God would spare us trouble and persecution, but rather that God would give us great boldness so that in that day we would stand unmovable and steadfast and bounding in the work of the Lord, that whether it be by life or by death, that Christ would be magnified in our bodies.